Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farmer, and welcome to Messages from Your Animal Spirit Guides. In this first section, I'll explain a few things about animal spirit guides, define some terms, and tell you how you can discover and interpret messages from them. On track two, you'll find a user-friendly guided meditation journey, one that was described in my book, Animal Spirit Guides. In this guided meditation journey, you'll meet an animal spirit guide, ask them a question about any of your concerns, and receive guidance from them to help you resolve those concerns. Track 3 is a 15-minute drumming track with no voiceover. Once you've done the guided meditation journey on track 2 a couple of times, you may want to try doing your own meditation journey with this track. One of the great advantages of working with animal spirit guides is that animals are so abundantly present in the material world, whether in the flesh or as symbols. One way a spirit animal communicates is through a physical animal that shows up either in an unusual way or repeatedly in a short period of time. The hummingbird that hovers for several seconds directly in front of your nose is not only a hummingbird, but is a physical representative of the spirit of all hummingbirds trying to get a message across to you. An example of repetitive appearances by an animal in symbolic form would be when you start the day with a vivid and colorful dream about a bear, then later you go to the market that day and overhear a seemingly random conversation two strangers are having about bears, and then that evening turn on the television and guess what? The TV program that pops up is about grizzly bears. Now, since they don't have cell phones...